Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Hello, friends. Today is February 29th, 2024, and as you know, it is leap year. When leap year comes to 365 Christian Men, we adapt, and here's why we adapt. We have one story a day for every day of the year, and we did not include leap year. So we wanted to take today's opportunity, February 29th, and share with you some history, some fun facts, maybe a call to action, some opportunities for you to pray, and just basically inform you a little bit more about what's happening at 365 Christian Men and the amazing things that God has been up to. The history of 365 Christian Men goes back almost 6 years now. It'll be July 1st, 2018 when we launched. And when we launched in July of 2018, the idea was we were going to launch with an ebook and then print on demand. The more we got into the vision and the plan of 365 and the rollout, the more we realized that we probably ought to include audio and video for men that are audio and visual learners. So we hired a team of ghostwriters to actually write all of the 365 Christian Men stories. There were some 30 plus people that wrote the stories. We tasked them with this objective. Don't write a biography, don't write an autobiography, but choose a single event in a man's life and write about that event. And we wanted that event to be a real life, practical thing that happens in a man's life. We didn't want the polished part of a story. We didn't want what looked perfect in a man's life. We wanted the messes. We wanted the mistakes. We wanted the sin issues. We wanted all of those things that are realities in our life so that men, we could relate to these stories. So that was the goal. I was hired as the executive director, and I got to work with amazing teams of, as I said, those writers and then narrators that we hired to begin to record those stories. And it took us about 2 years, a little over 2 years, to compile all of those stories with all of the recordings and everything else that went with it. Here's a fun fact for you. The video work that we have being done for these videos is done by a team of YWAMers, which stands for Youth with a Mission, in the Philippines. They are young people that love God, and they have worked hard to create new thumbnails and create backgrounds for our videos. That's a fun fact that you may not know about. So for the last 5 years now, we have not only been creating content, but saying, God, what do you want to do with this content that we've created? What we did not realize was going to happen with 365 was that it was going to turn into a global ministry. We are currently in over 100 countries, and many of you know, some may not, that we are translating now, right now, into three languages, into Urdu in Pakistan, into Tamil in southern India, and we launched January 1st into Spanish. Right now, 9.2 or 9.3 million homes in India are receiving the stories daily in their native language of Tamil. Here's something exciting. Sometime in the next month or so, we're going to start translating these stories also into Hindi, which will reach most of the remainder of India. The team that is working on our translation into Spanish are living right now in Spain and El Salvador and have been an amazing and incredible blessing to 365. We've also started working with a team in the Middle East, Lighthouse Arab World, and we are testing some of our stories right now on Be Light Radio in Beirut, Lebanon, and some of the surrounding countries. Amazing things that God has done, and only God could have done what we are seeing happen. We have 20 plus thousand followers on Facebook, 33,000 followers on Spotify and the different streaming platforms. We now have two websites, the English website and the Spanish website. So just amazing things that God is doing with 365. And we want to say thank you to you. Thank you for following. Here's a call to action for you. Would you be willing to share 365 Christian Men with five people? Not a random number, five people. Five people that you know that are not listening, are not watching. That's a call to action for you. Would you be willing to do that? That would be a great blessing. We want to see our downloads for our app just explode. Here's another fun fact. Not only are we on all of the streaming platforms, but there's a lot of ways to consume 365 Christian Men. Some people prefer a text, and we've created an option for that where you can not only have the story delivered via text every day, but starting today, you can actually choose the time that you want that text sent to you. That's another fun fact. I was able to meet with our team from India and our team in the Middle East just last week when I was in Nashville at the NRB, and I can tell you that there is some real synergy and a real heart to see God's love shared with people through the power of story. Here's another fun fact. We are at a church ministering in Pakistan every weekend. Every Saturday, we via Zoom to a young man's church in Pakistan where we have an opportunity to share the love of God through the Word of God with people. We also meet with this young man on Thursdays to help coach and help him learn what it means to pastor. He's pastoring a church of approximately 80 adults and about 110 children. All of these are opportunities and doors that have opened up for us through the ministry of 365 Christian Men, and we are thankful for that. Here's some prayer requests. We're praying that God will continue to guide and direct every step that we take. We don't want to just be busy for the sake of being busy. We want to be strategic in seeking the Lord. We want to stand at the crossroads, ask the way that the Lord is moving and leading, and walk in those ways. And so you could pray for us. The other thing that we would love for you to consider is giving. We have a PayPal link that is easily accessible through our app. We also have the ability to give using a credit card through our website, 365christianmen.com. Here's a fun fact. $18 translates one video into Tamil and reaches 9 million homes. If right now the people that follow 365, whether that's through streaming platforms or wherever it is, if those people would give $1 to $5 per month, we would cover all of the expenses of 365 Christian Men. Here's another fun fact. We are 100% donor funded. The entrepreneur who had the vision for 365 funds 365. And for us to grow and to expand, we want to bring along partners with us, people that want to see the gospel shared and people's lives transformed through the love of God, through the Word of God, and through the vehicle of the power of story. So thank you for letting me take a little bit of time today on February 29th to share with you some of the amazing things that God is doing. Remember, your call to action, invite five friends specifically to 365 Christian Men. Pray for us. Pray that we will expand and grow. Pray that our ministry partnerships and opportunities will continue to grow. And pray about giving and supporting what we're doing and what God is doing through the ministry of 365 Christian Men. Let me pray. Father, thank you for the amazing opportunity that you've given us to be a part of your work globally. Father, 365 does not belong to us, it belongs to you. Would you be glorified and honored through this ministry? And would you touch and impact lives through the power of story, your story, these stories written on men's hearts through your love and care for people. God, thank you for people that are listening and watching today. Father, speak to our hearts, stir our hearts, and let us come in unity with the will and the plan of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and thank you so much.